Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. And I text it from Mark 16:21, and we compare the path of our Son as to you. He's coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Lucas, to carry himself. The procession in the Christian worship is also led by a crucifix. Our text pictures to us the first crucifix, a certain Simon of Cyrene. This man was coming out of the countryside to see the even coming of his way, and suddenly he was seized by the rough hand of a Roman soldier and set under the heavy cross beam under which Jesus had collapsed. Surely the evangelist relates this brief episode in this place for a reason. It has significance for all of us, especially for us who aspire to or undertake the gospel ministry. We are all crossbearers, and the experience speaks to us first of the curse of sin, and secondly, of the blessing of redemption. The cross in all its goodness is a symbol of mankind's rising over God, so straying from his Creator into his own ways. Here we see the result of this rebellion, and all men must feel the pressure of this cross, as Thomas Gray says, each is suffering, all are men. Condemn the light to join, the feeling for another's pain, the unfeeling for his own. And yet there is a difference in the one who does not look to the man whose cross he is carrying, for whom the burden is pure punishment, and the man like Simon, whose eyes were opened by the Holy Spirit to see the real meaning of the cross. As the unbeliever, Jesus can only weep and say, weep for your child and for your children. To the believer who willingly responds to the call, follow me, namely me, Jesus is saying, the Christ of the Via Dolorosa, it all has a new meaning for his life. For this one has truly taken up his cross. And this implies that he not only bears the agony of penitence for his sins, but also the burden of others with Jesus. Surely not in the sense that he in any way participates in the atonement for the sin of the world, including our own. Yet as the body of Christ in the world, we share his suffering. As Jesus plainly said to his disciples, you are those who have continued with me in my trial. And so the more closely we follow him on the way of trial, the more we realize our destiny to be martyrs in this world. And the risen Christ said to his apostles, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. It is important that we do not look the words of the evangelist for he showed them his hands and his side. In other words, he is saying, I came into the world to bear witness to the truth, and this is what I got. Now we his servants are really not above his master, above the master. We follow him gladly, the burden is easy. And the earth then becomes right when we understand in whose company we are. Truly, we may not gain fame and honor in this world, and may indeed fade off into oblivion like the great prophet Jeremiah. But all this does not matter because we are with Jesus. So this destiny is a natural consequence of our clinging closely to Christ. It is not a martyrdom we seek, rather it is thrust upon us as the cross was laid on Simon of Cyrene, in Christ's call. It follows upon our call to discipleship. As we hear God's gracious call, let us continue to walk in faith with Simon and Cyrene to the hill of Calvary. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding,